It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Father, thank you for the dear saints of God. Thank you for each and every one that through the years that when we call for prayer, they bow with us. God, I believe that heaven hears. Father, would you touch each soul even now? God, would you enrich and touch lives and draw your children close to you? God, what a wonderful time it is to be saved. Lord, as we near the end of the road for many lives, our lives that lived for God, many of these dear precious saints, they've stood, they've prayed, they've believed, they've carried on. Lord, it ain't going to be long till we're going to be home. But until then, God, would you teach us how to just keep right on bowing, praying, walking with you, loving you, and honoring you. And Lord, give that strength that's needed in each life. God, would you touch that one that may be sick today? Or would you take that one that maybe has lost a loved one and draw them to you? And God, I pray your will would be done. I pray for the many that may be listening today that they do not know the Lord as personal Savior. Or would they trust Him today and let Jesus Christ save them by His marvelous grace? There's simply salvation nowhere else apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, get glory and honor. Keep your hand on this little ministry. Lord, let everything that we do be for your glory and for your honor. For it's in Jesus' name that we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in, and may God richly bless you. Well, we want to invite you to open God's Word with us again today. And would you turn back with us to the little book of Acts? And we're in chapter number 16, and we'll pick up at verse number 31. Yesterday, we started our broadcast up with going down to the jailhouse with us. And we did. We went in and we visited Paul and Silas and all that went on. But have you ever seen a revival in the jailhouse? Well, that's exactly what happened down there. I mean, God sent, you talk about a meeting. God met. He did. Oh, I mean, the government was against God's people, trying to hinder the church. But God stepped in after they prayed. Oh, Paul and Silas, they prayed first and then sang praises unto the Lord. And then God sent an earthquake. I mean, the foundation shook. The doors were opened and all the bands, in other words, all of the arms that was chained together, they were loose. I mean, why didn't they run? Well, they'd never seen anything like that either. No, sir. And even the old jailer, he thought, my goose is cooked. I'm a dead man. And he took out the sword. But Paul said, no, don't hurt yourself. We're all here. None of us have run. Then they brought him a light. And in verse number 30, they came and he brought them out. And the jailer said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Just compare this to the rich men that wanted them locked up. All of the customs and all of the leaders and the multitude, their attitude toward God's people. But boy, when God moves in on the scene, in humble hearts, and the old jailer, he wasn't worried about his job. He wasn't worried about his position. He wasn't worried about the government. He had one thing on his mind. "I'm lost and I need to be saved." And they said, "What must I do to be saved?" See, they'd heard about Jesus. They'd heard about old Paul and Silas. And I wonder what it was they'd been preaching, that you need to get saved. And look in verse 31. Can I say this to you? How we as God's people need to stick to the Word of God. I mean, stick to what God's doing. Dear brother called me the other day, and he said, "Preacher, I'm worried about you." I said, "What you worried about?" He said, "You don't preach as hard as you used to." I said, "Well, the reason I don't preach as hard as you used to," I said, "I almost had a heart attack." And I said, "I'm trying to last longer. But has my gospel changed?" "No, it has not changed. Not a bit. But do I rant and rave about everything else that I used to?" "No, I'm just trying to stick to the Word of God." Look at verse 31. And they said, "Believe." Oh, Paul and Silas, they didn't say, "Did you see what happened? Did you hear the thunder? Did you feel the floors shaking? Look and see around." No, they got right down to business. And old Paul and Silas, they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." If you'll notice in these scriptures how many times that God talks about the house, what is he talking about? Sir, not only can you be saved, but God believes in household salvation. Hallelujah. God wants mom to be saved, dad to be saved, brother to be saved, sister to be saved. Everybody in the house, God wants them to be saved. You know, the scripture's silent here, but I just wonder how many of those old jailbirds that was in there with Paul and Silas, that it affected them. Well, God's just silent on this for a while, but I'll tell you one thing, the Holy Spirit, for a purpose, zeroes in on the jailer's house and watch it. And it said, "Thou believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, folks, I want to say this to you. In order to be born again and saved, the first thing you got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to receive Him by faith. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Hallelujah. Well, verse 32. And they spake unto him, watch this in your Bible, what? The word of the Lord. And also to all that were in the house. I can't help but to believe that Paul and Silas took the simple truth of God's word and sat down and explained to the jailer, "This is what you need to do to be saved," and showed each one of them in there. Folks, you can use whatever scripture you want to. But did you know some one scripture that God laid on my heart years ago? I mean, when someone comes to an altar, I've seen folks take them down the Romans road. That's good. You can take them through the scriptures in Revelation. You can take them through in John. But did you know the scripture that God laid on my heart? The Bible says, "To as many as received him," in the book of John. I just simply said, take the scripture and say, "Son, would you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior?" Him, salvation is in the Lord. The Word of God is, He is the Word of God. He is the truth. And then He took them that same hour of the night. Now they didn't wait till the next day. And washed their stripes and was baptized. He and all his straightway. His family, he got saved. His wife got saved. His family got saved. They washed the feet of the disciples, and they washed their stripes and helped them. And they'd been beaten. And they all, his straightway, immediately they did it. Look at verse 34. And when he had brought them into his house, he met meat before them. He set meat before them. And rejoiced. What was his rejoicing about? Look what a good dinner we've got. No. He rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Hallelujah. I'm sure that there'd been times, no doubt, that he had handled many criminals and wickedness and been cussed out and the cursing and all that might have gone on in that house. But praise God, not only had there been a moving of God in the jail, but may I say to you now, there's a moving of God in the house of the jailer. And folks, God is the only one that's able to straighten things out. And this is exactly what this scripture's about. May we learn from it. It's all in the Lord. It's all about Him. Look at verse 35. And when it was day, oh my soul, what a night it has been. They got thrown into jail. They got beat and bruised. And then God moved in, and God saved the jailer. God saved his family that night. And here the next day, is Paul and Silas hungry and scared? No. Are they bleeding and bruised? No, they've been bathed. They've been ministered unto. Boy, I'm telling you, God's people, what a God that we've got. The devil wants you to think that when we get in trouble, that the Lord is the cause of it. Honey, God's the one that gets you out of trouble. May we look to Him. May we simply trust Him. May we just simply believe Him in all we do. Can I simply say this to you? No matter what you're going through in your life right now, Jesus Christ is the answer to it. Look to Him. Trust Him. If you're not saved, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. When? Right then and right now. May God bless you. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.